Trump presidency. Shirley Santiago and her family came from Hawaii to visit Philadelphia.
We came all the way here to see the Liberty Bell, but we were just told we can't get into the Independence Hall because of the shutdown.
Santiago says she's disappointed by the shutdown, but she's worried about the budget cuts.
As a healthcare worker, I'm really concerned about the Medicaid and Obamacare being cut off.
Matt Coughlin for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Police in Manchester, England say the man who killed two and wounded three at a synagogue is dead. Three more suspects are in custody. CBS's MTS Tayyab has more on the Yom Kippur attack.
He's going to blow himself up. He's trying to press the button.
Their fear. He has a bomb strapped to his body. Then a shot is fired. Investigators say this was not what they called a viable explosive vest.
He was literally stabbing at the synagogue window door trying to get it.
British counterterrorism police are calling the attack on the synagogue a terrorist incident.
CBS's Deborah Pata tells us that some 450 people in more than 40 boats are in Israeli custody after trying to get humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Anticipating these interceptions, activists then started raising their hands in the air. They were wearing life jackets, sitting in a circle, and some of them actually managed to stream the moment live from their cell phones before tossing those devices into the sea.
For many, it's a surprising ruling from the FDA, which has approved another generic version of the abortion pill, mifepristone. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Drug maker Avita Solutions says the FDA signed off on its low-cost form of the pill, which is approved to end pregnancies through 10 weeks. The decision not sitting well with some anti-abortion groups and conservative politicians.
Two more wild card series are in the books in baseball. The San Diego Padres had the tying and winning runs on base at Wrigley, but when Freddie Fermin couldn't get them home,
makes the catch. The Chicago Cubs are going to head up 94. They move on to Milwaukee and the National League Division Series.
ESPN's Kevin Brown. Earlier, the Tigers beat the Cleveland Guardians. Detroit meets Seattle in the next round. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
In Lake George, New York, it was a day to remember 20 people who died when a tour boat overturned 20 years ago today. The town's courthouse bell rang once for every victim of the Ethan Allen tragedy. Well, who wouldn't want his or her own dinosaur? A bunch of them are up for sale with the closing of a New Jersey attraction.
The Field Station's Dinosaurs theme park in Leonia, New Jersey is closing, and it's putting 31 of its animatronics up for sale. A 29-foot-long stegosaurus, described as housebroken, will set you back a little more than $1,200. An adult triceratops is going for more than $2,000, and the price tag for a slightly used, well-loved 18-foot-tall T-Rex, $2,700. The animals have become a hit on social media. One ex-user writes, "Have the money but not the means of getting them to Australia." Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And I'm Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot Friday, high mid-80s. Breezy Saturday, high again mid-80s. Low 80s Sunday, cooler next week. It's 67 right now.
W-R-J-N. ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Through the air.
picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dee-doo-ah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only the lonely.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio, online at WRJN.com.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light to split the night and touch the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did
whisper the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. And echoed the wills of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. Time flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So strange. sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of it? As you know it, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride, but if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to keep you from walking away, let your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. In the pit of my heart, and each day it grows more and more. I'm not ashamed to come and plead to you, baby, if pleading keeps you from walking out that door.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. The Senate is expected to get a second chance to approve the continuing resolution passed earlier by the House. That should happen tomorrow, but it's also expected to fail, continuing the government shutdown for another day. Some of the consequences include this.
We are going to see a lot of halting as far as public health assistance.
Yolanda Jacobs is a health communications specialist with the CDC. She says funding for some local health departments will be stopped as well. And
disease surveillance is basically out the window at this point because we don't have the workers available.
And the implications, she says, are huge, because when people don't have the proper guidance they need,
sometimes you make decisions that you live to regret.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
In Manchester, England, the Yom Kippur attack that killed two people and wounded three at a synagogue has this man stunned and saddened.
Things are escalating and it's scary.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. After this morning's car and stabbing rampage at a Manchester synagogue, Scotland Yard confirming
counter-terrorism policing has declared this as a terrorist incident.
Police are being praised for their speedy response. 3 minutes after the first emergency call, specialist armed officers were being scrambled. 7 minutes after, they shot the suspect dead.
Police say they've arrested three more suspects. A new study says you've got a better chance at avoiding premature death by combining plant-rich foods with moderate amounts of meat and dairy. Harvard professor